Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dan Wiederer, later on, we're going to talk a little bit about Todd Monken. How do you feel about him and what's interesting about him?
So I have tried to mute my admiration for Todd Monken because I think he would be awesome for us. This dude's a character. He has a bit of a trucker's vocabulary, Lawrence, and if your owner doesn't like swearing on Hard Knocks, they might have a little bit of a difficult time with a guy who's a little bit colorful when he speaks.
Know what the damn coverage is! The sun's in my eyes. Fuck it out there!
His vocabulary is very diverse.
We've had two post routes that throw my little girl.
What did Wiederer say about him?
Entertaining as hell. Like he's
no, but the thing that'll keep him from getting hired by the Bears. It's just he doesn't have, was it country club or language or something like that?
Todd Monken has, quote, a trucker's vocabulary.
There it is. Got some Smokies out here.
Man, got to play convoy as he walks in every week for the press conference.
By the time we hit that shy town, them Bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard.
Breaker, breaker, one-niner. We got a jackknife to a nerve spreader on the highway. Over.
Roger that.
Dude, you don't have to do the sound. It already does that. Out.
Copy that. I'm not going to make the sound after I say stuff from now on. J.D. McNugent, over and out. That was the last one.
Hey, you guys got eyes on that lot lizard over there. Make sure she stays away from your calves.
Now we're getting somewhere. Bears have never hired a trucker as a head coach.
They can't cover the back of the crow unless we stink. Then we stink and fire my ass. I will to Jones Junior High.
10-4.
We got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't you beautiful?
Hey, do we understand the thing here? When I'm talking, shut the up.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until 6 o'clock. There is a lot for us to discuss. The Bears are still trying to find a new coach, and there's a couple of new places that they might look for a new coach. That is something that we're going to talk about on today's show. Apparently, something happened on the earlier iteration of this show called Hell Week that I need to be informed on.
It's amazing. It happens every year. And Lawrence has no idea what Hell Week is. It's amazing.
So I'm going to find out.
Yes, you are.
Later on in the show.
Keep it that way. We want Lawrence to find out in real time.
Yeah,
okay?
don't tell
Twitch
me.
And our Twitch mob, too, MOB.
I saw a couple members of the Twitch mob. Someone had to pay off a bet.
Dude, I forgot to come by on Saturday.
It's all right.
Me and the Roobster.
Marshall did, though.
Oh, well, he loves you more.
Shout out to Mars Hall.
So, I hope that was good fun on
It was.
Saturday.
We had a great time over at Signature with Remy Martin, and we're going to be out at Benny's on the 25th. We'll be out at the Benny's in Orland Park on the 25th with Remy.
That's
signing
awesome.
People up for the Quarter Dreams, which they should absolutely sign up for.
There was a lot of Bears candidates, head coaching candidates, because we're up to
9.
We're up to 9 Bears head coaching candidates now that Thomas Brown is interviewed today. So 9 interviews have actually taken place.
9.
Yes.
And they And so there's those to talk about. And there was also a lot of Bears head coaching candidates that were coaching this weekend in football games. That
some against each other.
Yeah, and I'm sure that most of us watched. I watched like almost every moment of every game, and I have thoughts, and we'll share those later on. But as you were saying in transition, we got a newbie. I guess he was discussed, but then discarded, and now he's back as a possible candidate here.
Mike McCarthy has been let go or not going to be extended by the Cowboys. So he is now available again, kind of.
Jerry Jones let the entire coaching staff go into a lame duck season and coach the entire year. Coming off 3 straight 12-win seasons, And an embarrassing loss last year in the postseason. He let them all come back for the last year of their deal. It did not go well, and now they've been let go.
So let's re-examine his candidacy. The place where I ended up on this, Speaks, is my gut feeling as soon as someone mentioned the name Mike McCarthy was, no, I don't want that. We even talked with Parkins a little bit about it. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know what? Of the candidates that they had available for them, he was the most qualified. And he's a person that instead of just proximity, like some of the hires that have been made in the NFL with guys who were kind of around Aaron Rodgers, he has legitimate claim to, I helped develop Aaron Rodgers. And if you consider that the Bears quarterback idolizes Aaron Rodgers, there is a reason to be optimistic that Mike McCarthy might be able to get the most out of Caleb Williams. So I'm kind of halfway on it now because there are in-game strategies and clock management decisions throughout his career, and Layla has like a receipt of them. It'd be one of those things where it'd be like, well, it could have been worse if the Bears end up hiring him.
Right. That's
I wouldn't
the thing.
Cheerlead it.
You could do.
And I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
You could do worse. But it's interesting how we go on little journeys when it's somebody that's known. And the journey oftentimes is related to the research that you do. And I'd done some more research on Mike McCarthy and did some more today in preparation for this show as we work on stuff. And I just can't. I can't.
I have no problem with that stance.
There's so many bad losses in the recent past. I mean, last year in the playoffs, they were down 27-0 to Green Bay at home. Down 27-0 before they came back and made that a score that doesn't look as bad as it was.
I mean, even the score that it ended up being was still pretty bad.
And then they come into this year. They lost their first four home games by a total of 94 points. They absolutely crapped the bed this year with theoretically an all-in year. And Jerry Jones is a bad GM who didn't do him any favors. A whole bunch of people got let go after the three 12-win seasons.
They could have had Derrick Henry had they not been cheap.
For sure. And they went Ezekiel Elliott, which was a disaster. They let Tony Pollard go. They let Tyron Smith, right?
Who did Zeke sign up with? Because he signed up with a playoff
team. San Diego, I think.
Was it the L.A.?
L.A., yes. L.A. But they let Tyron Smith go, Tony Pollard go, they let their center go, they let a defensive end, Dorrance Armstrong, go, and didn't do a whole lot to replace them. And then Jerry gave Dak Prescott, $240 million over 4 years, and all of that. So Jerry did bad stuff, but they just so bad this year. The play calling was goofy and weird this year. The scoring went down. The defense completely fell apart without Dan Quinn, with Mike Zimmer there. And then you talk to Cowboys fans, and I talked to some Cowboys fans today, some friends that are Cowboys fans and are like hardcore and watching every game and living that. And I said, what do you think of the news? Mike McCarthy gone. And this is what I got back. Best news ever! ! Best news ever!
Yeah, but Cowboys fans are, they live on a different planet with where they're actually at versus where they think they deserve to be.
These are some that I respect. These are some that I respect as football.
I don't respect them.
We'll talk about that.
They don't know ball.
But you don't know that. You don't know they are. But either way, this is one of those times where the resume makes you think, well, this is better than taking a flyer on Liam Cohen.
The resume does look great, especially compared to everyone else that's on the list except for Pete Carroll.
That's the guy that I think they're going to be able to get. That's number two on my list. You remember, my list is Ben Johnson, Pete Carroll, and then my third was Brian Flores. And there's others that interest me, but I think they're going to be able to get Pete Carroll, and I would rather have him over Mike McCarthy.
I agree.
In a heartbeat. Even though Pete is a defensive guy, would need a plan for an offensive coordinator. Mike McCarthy is an offensive guy, and that would be ideal. But in terms of, I think they're going to be able to get Pete if they want him, and I would rather do that.
It's just kind of a weird thing because I think that the resume is really strong for Mike McCarthy, but that doesn't mean that he's the person that can take you into the future. Like, it's one of those things where you go, wow, like you're probably overqualified for this job. And then you're like, is this person going to really be the person that can steward the franchise going forward? Or are you better off taking a chance on hiring someone that you do think is your future? Like, McCarthy seems like a really sensible, safe pick. And you know me, I'm kind of wired that way. I'm kind of wired of risk aversion, but I want them to swing a little bit.
Yeah, you know, there's all these guys are gambles. They're all going to be calculated gambles. Even Ben Johnson is going to be a calculated gamble of sorts. But that's ideal for me. And then to me, it's Pete. You know, thinking about the Cowboys' history of coaches that they've hired, I think this will be the 9th head coaching hire for Jerry Jones down there. And you think about Parcells for a few years and Wade Phillips. Do you think he goes for Pete Carroll? As we're talking about it, I hadn't wondered about that. Is that the kind of splash for now that looks good to Jerry and that's what he's about?
I think there's a couple of splashes that I would put ahead of Pete Carroll for Jerry. One of them would be Deion Sanders. The other one would be Bill Belichick.
You think he goes to Carolina and tries to get Bill to get out of his deal after that whole dog and pony show?
I think it's $1 million. Jerry has that in his pocket.
The buyout is $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nothing.
Bill has that in his pocket.
Sure he does. Bill has it in his shoe.
And then as soon as he did that, I'd be like, get your stupid kid out of here too. That's not fair. Steve's actually a quality NFL and college assistant. But still, he can go too. When we come back.
Buyout's $10 million, by the way.
Still got it in the couch. Before June?
Maybe not his shoe.
All right.
Before June 1st, 2025.
What is it after June 1st?
Doesn't say.
I think it's $1 million.
Is there a buyout for a stupid kid?
No, well, put Steve in charge. Anyway, when we come back,
stupid
the kid. Bears did interview someone in person.
Mm-hmm.
Who it was is interesting, I think. Mm-hmm. Why they did it might be disrespectful. We'll explain next here on The Score.